It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We are about to hear a disturbing story of a mass killing and accusations of rape. It occurred in the West African nation of Guinea. And what sets this horrific event apart is that it happened in the middle of the day in a stadium at a gathering of demonstrators who were not armed. From the capital, Conakry, here's NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton.
It was just over 1 week ago that 50,000 opposition civilians gathered at the main stadium in Guinea's shabby seaside capital to protest against rumored plans by the military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, to run for president. When he swept to power after a coup in December, Camara pledged to hold elections but said he would not be a candidate. Without apparent provocation, presidential guard troops opened fire on the peaceful crowd in the stadium. Guinean human rights groups say 157 people were killed and more than 1,200 wounded, and many women were raped. The government says 57 people were killed. Still wearing a bandage on his head, Sidya Touré, a former Guinean prime minister and prominent opposition leader, said the violence had shaken the nation.
The main part of the population is really afraid by what they say in 28th of September in the stadium. We see soldiers killing people. I think they really tried to kill us. It was something very violent.
Her breathing labored and clearly traumatized. This older woman, who did not want her identity revealed, was among a number who were publicly raped during the violence. All I can say is that I was raped, she said, but I can't explain why. I can't explain why.
Qu'il y ait un viol en public.
Tierno Majuso of the Guinean Organization of Human Rights described the situation as heinous. He said what was most shocking was that these rapes by armed men happened in public in broad daylight. In Paris, Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner called for international intervention in Guinea, which was a French colony until 1958. Kouchner described the violence as savage and said Paris could no longer work with Captain Camara. Some Guinean opposition politicians have suggested a peace force to protect the people. Camara dismissed Kouchner's comments. He said they were an affront to African dignity and that Guinea was a sovereign nation and not part of any other foreign country. Captain Camara seized power in December, hours after the death of longtime military ruler General Lansana Conte. Under Conte, both development and democracy were stunted as the diamonds, gold, and huge reserves of bauxite used to make aluminum were looted by a ruling elite in Guinea. Some hoped this impoverished nation of 10 million was entering a new era of prosperity and good governance. On Friday, distressed family members were among the thousands who gathered at the main mosque here in Conakry for prayers, desperate to identify their loved ones from rows of dead bodies. Pandemonium erupted and security forces fired tear gas. The president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, himself once an army captain, arrived in Guinea yesterday with the tough task of trying to mediate a resolution to the crisis. Compaoré was appointed by the Economic Community of West African States and said he hoped to help restore peace and stability to Guinea. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Conakry.